Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Ephesians chapter 5, the conclusion of Paul talking about marriage, he says, this mystery of marriage is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ in the church. And then he says in verse 33, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. These verses remind us that marriage was designed by God from the beginning for a purpose. When God brought man and woman together in marriage, he was giving the world a picture of Christ and the church. In a husband's love for his wife, in a husband's sacrificial serving his wife, he would show the world a picture of how Christ loves his bride, the church, how Christ gives himself up as a servant for the church. And then in a wife's respect and love for her husband and following her husband's leadership, the world would see a picture of how the church follows Christ, how the church gladly submits to Christ and his good leadership in our lives. So this picture in marriage is not to be toyed or trifled with in our day. We obviously see it toyed and trifled with and redefined even in different ways, and we must be all the more zealous to make sure that this picture of Christ and the church is clear in our marriages. So let's pray for that. Oh God, pray for husbands. Help us, we pray, to show Christ's love for the church in the way we love our wives. Lord, help us to lay our lives down, serving them, building them up, cherishing them, nourishing them, helping them to grow in beauty according to your word. We pray that you would help us to love our wives well and in the process show the world how much Christ loves the church. Lord, we pray for wives. We pray that you would help wives, just as Ephesians 5 says, to respect their husbands, to gladly follow their loving leadership. Lord, we pray that wives would show a picture of the church's love for Christ, respect for Christ, desire to follow Christ in the way they approach marriage. God, we pray for marriage in our day. We pray, knowing that you designed marriage from the first day to be a display of your love in the world, to display of the gospel to the world. We pray that you would help us to display your love. Help us to display the gospel in our marriages today and each day. God, we pray that the gospel would be clear in husbands and wives and our relationships with one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.